The Strange Mariana Trench. The Mariana Trench is one of the most mysterious places in the ocean. It has gained a sort of mystique over the years as our capabilities to explore it have been increasing. The trench is located about 124 miles east of the Mariana Islands. One of the reasons we are so fascinated with it is the fact it is thought to be the deepest natural point in the world. It's long and it's wide. It stretches 1,580 miles and is about 43 miles wide. Many believe there are things living down there which we have never seen. The pressure is so incredible, it has stopped any vehicles like submarines from going down more than a small percentage of its depth. The estimate for the depth a modern nuclear submarine can dive is about 2,400 feet, but it's probably a little more since this ability is classified. Small specially built machines that only hold a couple of people are needed to descend to the bottom of the trench. UFO investigators think there could be an alien base in the trench. It would be a perfect place for them to hide since it is almost totally inaccessible. When asked if alien craft or what are known as USOs, which are UFOs underwater, could survive the enormous pressure, some think these ships have force fields which negate that pressure. They point to the fact UFOs have been seen flying through the sun and coming off planets like Venus, which itself has tremendous amounts of pressure on its surface. If UFOs exist and are controlled by aliens, they could be correct since there are a few deep places in the Earth's oceans which they are suspected to be in. One of these places is off the coast of Catalina Island in California. Books have been written about USO bases there, and the extreme number of UFOs coming and going in that area has been documented. Some people think there may still be remnants of watery dinosaur life in the area. While there is no solid proof of this, these types of dinosaurs might have been protected by the trench while the other dinosaurs were being wiped out. The deep layer of water above them could have kept at least some alive. There might be some merit to this, but I still have to wonder about it. The reason I say this is there are other deep ocean locations, and yet not any modern people claim to have seen anything like a Plesiosauria, Kronosaurus, or Elasmosaurus lately. I should say with the exception of the Loch Ness Monster and such. There have been some very strange creatures brought up from the trench, however. Many of them have no eyes since it is so dark at deep depth, eyes would serve no purpose. A strange sound coming from the trench baffled scientists for quite some time, but now they claim they have figured out what it is. The sound sounds metallic, and this is what puzzled the scientists. There are a lot of unknown sounds in nature, so this was just another mystery, but what made this one special was the fact it was coming from the trench. To hear the sound, copy and paste the address from the article into your web browser's address area. One never knows what they might find when they explore places like the Mariana Trench, and scientists were very surprised when they hauled up some rocks from the bottom of the trench. I don't know why they used valuable resources to collect rocks and use up valuable exploring time to do this. Did they have prior information about something which might exist at the bottom of the trench? Anyway, when they got the rocks back to their lab, they were astounded to find the rock fragments contained organic matter. These rocks were from over 36,000 feet deep. This has once more proved how resilient microbes are. The Mariana Trench is practically unexplored. This makes it a magnet for scientists who are drawn to it in the hope of finding new knowledge about life and the oceans. Others are interested in it for different reasons. When the trench is being explored, the maximum time a vehicle can stay down there is only about 2.5 hours. In case you are wondering how much pressure there is at the bottom of the trench, it is 1,000 times that at sea level. It could literally crush us into dust. Pressure is caused by the weight of the ocean above the diver. The deeper he or she goes, the more water is piled above them, increasing pressure. Depth is divided into four zones, and any ocean depth below 6,000 meters is the Hadal zone. Lest you think there is only one place which falls into the parameters of the Hadal zone, there are many more. To be exact, 46 individual areas which meet these criteria have been found, and this makes all of them interesting. Strange creatures could exist in all of them. There is a trench in the ocean off the coast of Puerto Rico which has a depth of 28,232 feet. We know more about the surface of the moon than we do about the oceans on this planet. Some scientists believe we should completely explore the oceans before going out into space to explore. Their idea might have some merit, but I don't see why we can't do both at the same time. There are enough new species of life in the oceans which still remain undiscovered, and who knows, some may have attributes we can copy which would give us improvements in some areas. We already have many discoveries which have come from the ocean. When we do finally start exploring the ocean depths in a meaningful way, will we find communities of aliens hiding there as many UFO investigators have predicted, or will we just find places where there is staggering pressure and a smattering of life? We don't know what awaits us in space as we explore it, but neither do we know what awaits us in the oceans. We might even find the secret to longevity. A clam has been found which is 405 years old. Orange Ray lived to an average life space of 175 years. Even bowhead whales live to be 200 years old. Maybe we can unlock some of their secrets, and maybe as we gain the ability to stay down longer we will find other species which even have longer lifespans which we might be able to adapt to humans.